When you're using putty, you can change the colors if you like them better. So I'm sitting here now, and I've got to change the port, don't forget, to 220. Okay, the port's no longer 22, it's now 220. So you've got to have CIS web, bristolcc.edu, and then the port of 220, and I don't think they've changed anything else. And then you can go into, if you want to, colors. And when you get to colors, you can set the default foreground and hit modify and pick black for that foreground. Wait a minute, yes. Okay. And then default background and pick white. And apparently it was already set that way because I'm getting the same response. But I don't think it's set for you that way. So now I've got the white background and the black text, which at least up here is a lot more readable than the black on white, white on black. And then so then after you get that, you're logging in with your username and password, and then you're writing MySQL-U username-P. Okay? Yeah.
For SQL, we log into Putty, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's the Oracle password, right?
Not the Oracle password, the Linux password.
Oh, Linux. Okay, I'm sorry.
So I'm writing MySQL hyphen. Whoops. Okay, there it is, so you can see it. Hyphen U. My password is pgrosa hyphen P. Oh, wait a minute. Am I using the wrong password? Okay, I'm doing something wrong. Okay, what did I do? All right, what did you use for logins? Did somebody else read the stuff better than I did? I was doing this weekend and it was working. What am I forgetting?
More than
one word. I'm pretty sure it's me, though.
I can't get in.
Okay, login. So do I first go in, is the first one here the regular BCC?
Yeah, I've got the same username.
I was using Linux. Maybe I'm supposed to eat.
What is it supposed to look like?
Access denied, so that clearly wasn't it. Okay, so that's doing it. Okay, so what... As I said, I was doing it this weekend and it was working just fine. But I really suspect it's more me than it. Okay, so MySQL and PuTTY. Let's try that. Okay. Here's setting the color. Login is. Now I'm going to log in with the Linux username and password. Yes. Okay, so the Linux username and password. Then I enter this line and it's supposed to connect. Enter password.
I think that one is the...
The MySQL password. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because they use the CIS web password at the top and that got me in.
Alright. So now I'm putting MySQL hyphen U pgrocer hyphen P. Whoops. And then I put a slash in, so God knows what that's going to do at this point. Yeah, that got me in too. Okay. So it's the MySQL password you got, and that got me in too, and God knows what hyphen P with the backslash is going to do, but anyway, it's in. Okay, so now you're in. So now if we go to, I think this one is done. No, it isn't. Okay, you're supposed to do show databases, I believe. This is different than you and me. And I think you're supposed to do show databases. So somebody do that and show me what they got. Would you show databases?
How do you do that?
Just type at the SQL prompt, at the MySQL prompt. You want to see show databases. When I do show databases, I get a gazillion of them. You only get... Okay, so I got a gazillion of them because I get all of yours, all of mine, everything else. I don't know why they set it up that way, but I get everybody's. It should. You should have been at the MySQL prompt.
There are four rules.
No, it just says my name. Okay, not the MySQL prompt. Okay, then you'll not do it. So if at first you don't succeed, try again. You're in at the MySQL prompt. Okay, now it shows four. Two of the four have your name on them. Okay? So you're supposed to say at this point, use and pick one of them. So apparently, according to this, I have out there something called test S14, and I think I actually have out there, so I'm going to type use test S. I think I've actually put out a 19. Nope. So I'm going to use test S14, which is when I made this particular, and that's fine. So I'm saying use, and I pick the name of one of mine, and it came back and says database changed. That means that database is being used. Okay? So I'm now using that database. For you, you pick one of the two that they've given you. Okay? They basically decided to limit the number of databases. And it doesn't matter, because you're going to create tables in there. In the real world, you only put related tables in a database. Here, you can put totally any table in the database. And the reason you only put related tables in the database is so the database makes sense. Okay, here, we're not worried about the database making sense. So I have the table, and I've just said use, and I've picked one of the names that I had. And then I can say show tables. Okay, and I get a bunch of tables because I apparently put a bunch of tables in here. You're not going to see any tables at this point. But that allows you to create a table. Okay. So if you look at the handout, if you keep going, it shows you how to do a create table. Okay? So this is how I can create a table. So I'm going to do that. So I am now in the database, test S14. These are the tables I already have there. I'm going to create table stew S19. Okay, so I'm typing create table, and then I'm typing stew S19. And I'm going to create a table exactly like that one that I have in the background. So I'm going to put the parenthesis ID number integer 4. That's one of the data types that you can use. So I've got an integer for 4. And then I've got stew name, which is a var char. And unlike Oracle, it's just varchar. Oracle has a varchar 2 on it. So this is just varchar. Stew name varchar 25. Okay, varchar versus care, which is on the next line. Varchar doesn't include spaces after the field. It is a variable number of characters. Care always has that number of characters, and if you don't use them, it includes spaces. Okay, so that's the difference between care and varchar. So for something like name, I want it to be a variable length characters because people can make all kinds of names. For major, it is limited to 2 characters, so I made it character 2. Okay, so that is the type that I'm using there. And there's a comma between each of these. Float is three characters, two of which are decimal. And then I have two parentheses closing it because I have the opening parentheses when I started the ID number listing all of the things. Float is a decimal, basically. And then I put the semicolon and hit enter, and I have created the query. And once you have created the tables, you can do show tables, and your table should be there now. Have you all used MySQL, not MySQL, have you all used PuTTY before? Mm-hmm. Okay. It's an interesting experience. May I suggest you read my notes on PuTTY, on
you
using PuTTY.
You already
have
those open?
Huh?
On the copy and pasting text?
Yes.
You already have that open?
When you copy and paste text, you don't really copy and paste.
Yeah, you just highlight.
You just highlight and then paste. So highlight what you want, and it automatically puts it into the hole for you to paste. Okay, so you don't, if you do a copy and paste, you mess things up. And then if you hit the upward and downward arrows, you can get lines back that you did. So if I hit these arrows, I can keep going and getting lines back and all that good stuff. Okay, so you can go back and forth. And if you hit edit, you can go in and actually edit.
See, me and the syntax are going to get along very long.
Yeah, no. Putty is not my favorite thing in the whole wide world. There's the edit, and you can go in and do something in the edit and showing the show tables, because that's the last thing I did. And I'm going to get out of this with, down at the bottom, it says Control X to get me back out. Okay, good. Now am I going to get out of this? Thank you, yes. Okay, I needed a explanation mark to get out of it. So you all created a table? Once you've created a table, you can do a DESC, and my table was Stu S19, and that will give you a description of the table. So that gives you a description of the table that you just created. If I had put a primary key in, which we will get to, then we would have a key, an area under key that tells that it's a key, yeah.
After the MySQL minus U, I put username, then minus P. Like, what do we put in as a password? Because I've tried both the Linux password and
the
Oracle password.
The MySQL password.
Yeah, that's blank for me.
Oh, good. So you don't get it.
It's blank for me, too.
Oh, good. You got it, though.
I had the message the help desk.
Okay.
To get it. I did that
all right.
Thursday.
So from now on, I will tell the help. I will ask the help desk for the list. I may, in fact, have it. I just have it at home because they send me copies of everybody's passwords.
My email, it's just blank.
But you should have a MySQL password, which is the second one you have to enter in.
Sounds like they gave us Oracle instead.
Yes. Yes, because you're not taking Oracle. So, yes. Is it different than the Oracle one? Did they by any chance give you the same one? No.
No, it didn't work.
Didn't work. Okay. All right, sorry, folks.
I'll just look through examples.
Huh?
I'll just look through examples.
Yeah, no, basically we're just going to look at my examples at this point and see how that goes. And then I will talk to them after class, and by next class we will have them, I'm sure. Okay, so there, if I do a DESC of this, I have got a description of it. Okay, so I'm going to take that down and go back to the PowerPoint. This is Putty MySQL. So this, the one I clicked on is MySQL and Putty. Okay, so I've got MySQL and Putty, and it starts out at the beginning. So there's the create, there's the description. Then I go down and finally I want to put some data in. And so this is how I insert the data. I say insert into the name of the table. And then I say values and put in parentheses the values that I want to put in there. So I had apparently put in 11111 as the ID number, Susan French as the name enclosed in single quotes. Okay. CI enclosed in single quotes is the major, 3.75 is the GPA, and 24 is the number of courses. Notice the numbers are not enclosed in quotes, and the string things are. And then I went on and did a second insert. Okay? When you get the query okay, that's telling you that you're all set. And so it means it happened. When I want to see them, I can then say, okay, select asterisks from Stu and say 14. And it will show me all the records that I put in there. Okay? So those were the names of the fields that I used when I created it, and then I'm doing an insert to put the records inside. Okay. So if I come and look at my version of PuTTY that I have up there, if I say insert into stew S19, because that's my new table, and then I put in a copy of that record, so I put in values, and then 11111, four ones, comma, Susan French, comma, enclosed in quotes, Susan French, comma, CI, enclosed in quotes, comma, 3.75, comma, 24. Then I need to close the quote and put a semicolon there, and I managed to type it right, so it has now been inserted. And so if I now do my select, and the select asterisk means select all fields, and I can either put them on one line or two, it doesn't matter. Where I break in SQL doesn't matter. Okay, so in my example, I had select asterisks and the from was on the second line. Here I put the from on the same line. It's doing the same thing. Okay, so that's how I put data into my table, is with an insert. And I can then go in and show the data with a select. Okay, SQL brags about the fact that it only has a limited number of commands. And they're right. But the problem is that the select statement has a million different clauses on it that you have to learn to understand. And so it's not as simplistic as they make it out to be. Okay. So I'm going to insert a second one just to have two records in there in case we want to use them. So I'm putting in Daniel Smith, which is the one I had. And that's okay too. So now if I do a select, I am seeing both of those records. So that's the end of that handout. So then if you go back, beginning my SQL notes goes a little further than that. So if you want to open that, this is the information I'd read about PuTTY. So I can create a database. You can't. So you just go in and you type use when you find out, you say show first, show databases. You get your database and then you say use whatever name your database is. Your database will be recognizable if you try this after I get you the password. Because there are four databases there, the two you can use have your name in them. Okay? So I then, once I get in there with the show databases, I say use, and it tells me database changed. Then I can go in and create a table. And this time I created a table that was a little bit different. And then I went down and inserted a bunch of things into that table. Okay, if I make a mistake and I want to change it. Okay, so in this case, I made a mistake, and I put in Robert Brooks with 5 character ID, and I only wanted a 4 character ID. So I came in and said, okay, update, and this was the name of the table. Test first was my name of my table. Okay, so I'm saying update test first, and that's the name of the table. Set ID number equal to FOIA name equals Robert Brooks. So it goes and finds the record that has the name equal to Robert Brooks and changes the ID. So the ID has now got 3333. So that's how I go in, and if I made a mistake when I put the data in, this is how I can fix the data, is with the update statement. And you can fix one field like I did, or I could have put a comma and changed a different field. If I decide he should have been a CI major, I could change and say major equals CI, so that it would set both the ID and the major. So I can make 2 changes there. Okay. So update is how I can change the record, and somewhere coming up here there'll be a delete where you can, how you can get rid of a record. Okay. So there's the update, there's the change that I made. Now, the big thing with the select statement is retrieving data from the database. Because you may have a database with a couple of 100,000 records on it, and you need to be able to access that database and get specific records. And so we can say here, select ID number, name, major, GPA, from the table called test first, where the major equals CI and the GPA is greater than 3.3. And then on the one down below, I did it where I had a where clause for 2 things in an or relationship. Okay, so if you remember back to CIS 120, we went this far in working with access. Okay, so I've got 2 different fields that I'm testing, and I only want to see the records that meet that criteria. Okay, and one of them has an and relationship, one of them has an or relationship. And obviously I could have had one without any relationship at all. It just said show me all the CI majors, or show me all the people with a GPA greater than 3.3. Okay, on this one I said, show me all of these fields. And again, if you want all of the fields, you can put an asterisk there. But if you only want selected fields, you list the fields with a comma after them. And on this one, I didn't want num courses. I think that was the name of the field. So this one is going to get major CI. And why do I have parentheses there? The top one. Why do I have parentheses? Say that again.
Only?
Yeah. And this is the example of where I want CI and either. You read that parenthesis as an either. Okay? So I want CI and either. If I didn't have the parenthesis, it would have gotten CI and GPA greater than 3.5, or just GPA less than 3. And I wouldn't have cared what the major was with that group. Okay, because again, the rule is that ands get resolved before ors. Okay, so if ands get resolved before ors, then that's not what you want. that's when you need parentheses, okay, to change the order of operations, because it will do the stuff inside the parentheses first. On the next one, I inserted a record that I'm going to delete. Okay? So this is how you can get rid of a record. Okay, anytime now. Thank you. Okay, so on this one, it says insert a record, and then I'm going to delete a record. So I then said delete from test first where ID number equals 1999. And if we look down, we'll see that that record is going to go away. So that's how I can delete. Okay, so I said delete. And it is gone. Okay. I don't know how many of you have taken Oracle. I lose track. Have you had Oracle?
I think so, yeah.
You think so? You're as bad as I am. All right. No. Okay. The first assignment I'm going to give you is actually the same assignment I gave in Oracle, just because I want to pep the people, and there are quite a few in the class, they're just not here. I want people to compare how they do it in Oracle and how they do it in MySQL, and it's very, very, very similar. There's very few exceptions. Okay, so I'm just commenting on that because we're going to be looking at stuff that is part of the assignment. Okay, so in this one, I am saying I want to select distinct major from test first. Distinct could be also written, and it could be said as I want to select every major that's unique, every major that's distinct. And what that means is there are a load of CI majors out there, but I only want to see it once because I want to know what majors are there. So show me the distinct major, meaning if the major is there, I want to see it. But I don't want to see it 1,000 times. I just want to see it once. And you can do that with state. I want to know what customers my states come from. So give me a listing of distinct states, and therefore any state that a customer has will show up. Okay? So that's what distinct does for you. Then the next one is changing the header. If I say select ID number, which is the field name, and then I write ID after it without a comma, that is what's called an alias, and it becomes the header. Usually the header is just the name of the field, like down here where it says ID number. Okay, the header is the field. But if I want a different name, I can use alias. And so here I said, name, the only change is I wanted capitals. Major, I only wanted capitals. But ID, I got rid of the NO on it. And so I can put those in. If there was a name that I wanted that had an embedded space in it, then I would have to put it in quotes because it wouldn't understand an embedded space. Okay, so I'm happy to put it in quotes at that point. Then the next one is doing sorting. And I said I wanted to sort by name, only I write order by when I want to sort in SQL. Okay, so I'm writing order by, and it is put them in order by name. Which is a good argument to have last name, comma, first name, because do I really care what the order is by first name? No, I don't. So that's why one of the good arguments as to why professionals tend to store names as last name, comma, first name, as opposed to in this way. Okay. There is a nice one that'll let you do an in. So I can say, select everything from TestBus where the major is in, and then I list the selected majors that I'm interested in. So I can say, basically, in this group. And then I can use the between. So I can say select asterisks from TestBus where GPA is between these two numbers. Now, as I tell people, you always want to check between in any versions of this you're using or of in anything you're doing. Because between can be inclusive or exclusive. So between can include the two endpoints, or it can exclude the two endpoints. And you have to know what it is. And in MySQL, obviously, it's including the two endpoints because I'm getting somebody with a 3.4 and somebody with a 3.6. So it's including the two endpoints. But I have seen languages, and I can't remember which is which now, but I've seen languages where they're exclusive and they're not including the endpoints. Okay, so you need to check that. And I hope people are listening to the audio. Okay, so then the next one says, select asterisks from test first where the name is like. Okay. So this means the underscore means one character. So I'm saying I don't care what the first character is. The second character has to be an A, a lowercase a. And I don't care how many or what comes after it. Okay. So I don't care is an underscore if it's one character you don't care about. And it's a percent sign if it's multiple characters. So here I'm saying I want a name like whatever in the first character, A in the second, and I don't care what comes after. Okay, so Mary and David pop up because of that. Questions? My plan was for you to be doing a few of these. However, that's not... not the implementation of the plan that we're going to be using. Okay, questions. Are these going too fast? Are you making sense? These are the things you're going to go have to go back and see in the first assignment. Yeah.
So is the homework, I'm trying to remember, do you... you want us to send you pictures, right, of how we did each other?
No, I don't anymore.
You don't? Okay.
For some reason, the picture, either my eyesight has gone to, or some reason I'm looking at some of these pictures and saying, you know, pulling out a magnifying glass to be able to read them. So, no. I would like you to copy and paste, and that's why I mentioned how the copy and paste works. Okay. Those pictures of the screen. Probably they wouldn't be bad, actually, if they were white on black. The problem is that black on white, when it gets reduced in size,
yeah.
Black background white, it's almost unreadable. Okay, so let's see. I think we've looked at everything that's on this one, too. Yeah, that's just another... okay. Do remember that the port, do remember that the port is 220. Okay. So that was the beginning MySQL notes that we just looked at. So the next one is more SQL. But there's also data types, and I'm going to click on and look at that briefly. If you go to W3 Schools, there is a place there that says the SQL data types for MySQL, SQL Server, and MS, and I think they also have one for Oracle floating around. So what you're looking for is MySQL, because that's what you're using. So you want to look at the MySQL data types. Okay, so those are the things you can use to define data. And we talked to Cabo character versus varchar, okay? And it is the difference between a fixed length and a variable length, okay? If you make it character, then it's going to put in spaces to make the entire field. If you put in varchar, it's whatever it is. And those are the ones I use, is character, varchar, and then I get down to the number types, and I tend to use integer, float, you can use double, decimal. A decimal is a double stored as a string. And for some reason, I tend to use float a lot when I'm in MySQL. Okay. So anyway, those are the data types, and if you have questions about them, you can look them up there. But the ones that we used when we made that table, the ones that I frequently use. Okay, the next note is more SQL. So I started out the way you'll do it, which is use, and I gave the name of the database. Okay, it then says database changed, and then I show tables. And it now shows me the tables that I have. And if I want to create another table, I go in and do it, and this one I used a small integer. And I create another table. Sales class sounds a lot more exciting. Okay, so here's the description of the other table. Now, if I make a mistake with the table. Okay, if I make a mistake with the data, I can do an update. If I make a mistake with the table structure itself, because the table has two parts, it has the structure and it has the data that I put in it. If I have a problem with the structure, I can alter. I use the alter to change the structure. So in this case, I said alter table called other table, add a field to it called advisor, which is varchar 20. Okay? So when I go and look down below, I'm going to see a new field added in. And there are a lot of clauses that go with the alter. And you can go and look up some of the different clauses that go with alter. Okay, I can add a field, I can change a field, I can drop a field, I can do all kinds of things with alter. So on this one, I added a field, and you can see that advisor has now showed up down below as a varchar 20. So if I forget a field, I can add it. Okay, and the name I'm now going to multiply. I made the name 20 characters. I decided I wanted it 25, so I said alter the table and modify the name to be varchar 25. And so that changes it from 20 to 25. If you've already put data in it, you risk losing stuff if you lower the size. Okay, you can always increase the size, but if you lower the size, you're going to risk losing data. And you can drop a column. So I went in and I made the column advisor, and now I just changed my mind again, and I said I don't want the column advisor, So I'm saying alter the table, drop the column divisor. Advisor. Okay. So I can, again, alter is used to modify structure, insert, update, and delete are used to get rid of, keep, or change data, add or change data. So here I am inserting some records into my table. And there's my table. And again, I've got a select, and again, this is where major equals CI and either number of credits and either number of credits greater than 25 or GPA greater than 3.5. Okay, so this is another one where it has to be CI and one of those two. Okay, now I've got a whole lot of functions that I can use. So I can say select asterisks from other table where upper of major equals CI. And this is the case where I don't know how it got entered into my data. I don't know whether it's always out there as uppercase or whether it's sometimes out there as lowercase. So I want to take whatever is in the field called major and convert it to upper. So whatever is in that field, I want to take it and convert it to uppercase and then compare it to uppercase CI. Okay, so if somebody had typed a lowercase CI, it would be converted and it would be selected. Now, this does not change the data. It just changes the look for this particular select, but it doesn't do any change to the data. It just changes it temporarily in memory for this particular example. Okay. And this kind of illustrates it a little bit more. Here I said convert the major to uppercase and convert CI to uppercase. Okay, because if I had just compared it to CI in lowercase, it wouldn't compare equal. So I've said, okay, make sure both sides are uppercase. And now it's going to compare equal. Would I ever bother to do that on the upper CI? Probably not, but it makes the point. Okay, you can concatenate two fields together. Where'd it go? Okay, it just doesn't want me to. Okay. The next one is concatenate. I'm concatenating name and major together, which means put them together with no embedded space. So I've got name, major put together, so the major is now attached to the name, basically. Okay. And it's one field. I'm no longer showing name as a separate field for major. I'm showing them pushed together as one. The next one says select average. Okay, so this is a change. Up until now, we have been looking at records as individual records. We haven't been grouping them at all. Now we're starting to group them and say select the average GPA. And so it is going to take the GPA, add them all up, and divide by whatever. Okay, so getting the average is going to take and add up all of those GPAs and divide by 5. And then it gives me the average. So this is adding on the group, yeah.
When you made the table, didn't GPA have a 2 decimal place?
I said 3.2, yes.
So how come when you get the average, it shows all of them?
Because that's the result of a calculation. Up here, it is showing the 3.2 decimal places, so but that's showing the result of the calculation.
So it doesn't round?
You can if you want to. There's a round clause that you can put in to round it. And you can, in fact, tell it to round to 2 decimal places. Round the field, 2 will round it to 2 decimal places. Okay. Okay, so that gives me the average. So here I am saying, and I'm getting a count of 6, that this particular record one of these is BU, so there's not 5 records. I just looked at that without thinking. There are 6 records on that table because Mabel Jones is a BU and she's not showing up on that table. So we would be taking all 6. I shouldn't have said 5. It should be 6. So there must be one further up someplace that shows... There it is. So there's the 6 records. Okay. So, okay, so here is, whoops, that's not what I wanted to do. There is the table that we're talking about. So I said there, okay, select the sum of the number of credits. So that's the sum of this, which presumably is 138. The count of the major, and there are 6 that have an entry under major. And the max GPA, which is the only one we can test easily, the max GPA is 3.6. So what I've got here is, up until now, I have been acting on individual records. And I have seen each record individually. Now I'm saying, okay, what if I want the big picture? And I've got group functions. And the group functions are things like sum, count, and max. Okay, so those are the group functions that you can have. And those will show for a group. Right now we're just showing for... the whole table. We're also going to get into grouping, except I really don't want to do that today, so I don't think we are. Because I think I've gone far enough. As I said, I was going to have you do a lot mixed in, and I'm pushing the envelope with how much I'm getting done in one day. Okay, so in the real world, I can also group on something. So I can say I want to group on major, and I want to get the sum of each group, so the sum of all the CIs and the sum of the one BU there. So I can group, and then I can work off those groups. But for now, the group is the total. It's everything. Okay. The next one shows now. And now gives you the date and time. So obviously I did that in 2010. That was the date and time of the day that I did that. Okay. Now in this one, then one of the reasons why I did this is the now function. It gives you the date. But this in no way discusses grouping. When I see sum, count, and max, I know it's going to be do grouping. This in no way discusses grouping. And so I did it for every single record. Okay? And when you get into more grouping, you can see that you can change that. Okay. Another function that's available is the length. So in this one I said select the name and the length of the name. Now the difference here is the length function acts on individual records, the sum and the count function act on groups. Okay? And so there are a series of functions that act on individual records and a series of functions that act on groups. And that's where I want to stop. Because we're getting into group by and I don't want to go there. So we're done. Anybody got any questions? Okay. I will go in and talk to them about sending you your MySQL passwords. And none of you got them? How did you get yours, Paul?
I had to
You went in?
No, I just sent them an email and said that they sent me instead of MySQL.
Okay.
Then they asked me to forward them the